It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Former El Paso mayor and author Raymond Caballero has a new book out, McCarthyism versus Clinton Jenks. It shares the backlash labor leader Clinton Jenks faced as one of the leaders in the Empire Zinc strike. Caballero shares with me more about the famous strike and how important the Supreme Court case ruling involving Jenks was. Here's more of our conversation.
What happened in this long strike is after all 9 or 10 months of being on strike, the company announced that it was reopening operations and that it would do so by using non-union labor, strike breakers, in the union lingo, scabs. Yeah. And that's what they announced. And what happened was that then the pickets that had been up, run by the miners, switched from becoming informational pickets to blocking the mine entrance so that the strike breakers could not enter and destroy their strike. The company went to court and got an injunction saying that the miners could not block the entrance. The night that injunction was issued, there was a big meeting at the union hall. I hadn't mentioned that the women, the wives and mothers of the miners, had gotten a foreman auxiliary, and they got to vote with the miners. So the men had a vote, and the women also had a vote. So they had this big meeting, lasted hours, trying to figure out how were they going to save their strike. And finally, the women said, "We are going to take over the picket line." And even though most husbands voted against the women, Jenks voted with the women, a few men voted with the women, and the women prevailed. They took over the picket lines. And that's what happened. They were figuring, we're not covered by the injunction. So that's what happened. The women started, and it became violent. You know, the strike breakers and the sheriff's office and so forth, there were this back and forth, these altercations, the strike line and the picket line. The women were jailed with little children, and the national press started getting a hold of it. And as a result of that it became so famous, Clinton Jenks later on brought this famous strike to the attention of blacklisted Hollywood filmmakers. And they got interested and said, wow, this is a story that we want to tell. And that's what started the movie Salt of the Earth, which is a very well-known movie. It has become a cult classic, staple in Chicano studies.
You claim that the FBI and prosecutors knew that Jenks was innocent. So could you start off by telling us really what he was arrested for and why you think he was innocent? Sure. And that they knew he was innocent.
So here's Jenks, an Anglo, fighting for and with Mexicans. So he became a hated individual in Grant County in the Anglo and in the business communities, very controversial. When the movie came out, the anti-communist movement considered it a piece of Soviet propaganda. These were just miners on a strike, had nothing to do with the Soviet Union. But he became controversial. Within days after the filming ended in 1953, Jenks was indicted. I told you he had been elected president of the union. All elected union officials under the Taft-Hartley law were obligated to file an affidavit with the National Labor Relations Board every year stating that they were not a member of the Communist Party and that they were not affiliated with the Communist Party. He filed his oath, okay? The way you file it is in El Paso. Even though he lives in Silver City, that was the nearest labor relations office. So that's where it was filed. When he filed that, he was indicted for falsely denying that he was a communist. It turns out now, 60 years later, I looked at all the FBI files. FBI file after FBI file shows pretty much that Clinton Jenks, all completely, there's no dispute about it, Clinton Jenks had resigned. And it said here, he resigned so that he could file a truthful oath. They knew from the beginning, before he was ever indicted, And they went in front of the Supreme Court and they said there was no evidence that he had ever resigned. And what happened back then is that there was not the Freedom of Information Act. You couldn't, FBI files were secret. The Jenks decision became famous because it, for the first time, opened up files. In other words, the witnesses who were against him, he was not able to see that they had made statements to the FBI that would have exonerated Jenks. And it, the decision in the Supreme Court decided, they said that he was entitled to have seen those statements. That's what makes the Jenks decision so important. But yes, all those records now show that he was innocent, the government knew he was innocent, and lied.
That was former El Paso Mayor and author Raymond Caballero.